USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joyce Tarrant is speaking out. She's the grandmother of Brenton Tarrant, the man accused of killing 50 people in two mass shooting attacks in two New Zealand mosques.
You know, the media is saying he's planned it for a long time, so he's obviously not of sound mind, I don't think.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, reporter Christy Lou Stout says New Zealand lawmakers are scheduled to meet for intense discussions on reforming the country's weapon laws.
There will be a cabinet meeting with the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. One day after the massacre, she pledged that there will be changes to the gun legislation. She wants to see a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Australian police say a counter-terrorism team executed search warrants in New South Wales to help New Zealand get more information on the white supremacist attack. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Nebraska, up to 400 homes and cabins are underwater in an area known as Hansen's Lake. Part of Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha is underwater. People in parts of Fremont County, Iowa, are being evacuated. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Bird is downstream from the Nebraska-Iowa flooding.
This is all due to snowmelt upstream, as well as the past couple weeks of heavy rainfall across our region.
Two deaths are being blamed on the floods. Flooding along the Missouri River is playing havoc with Amtrak schedules. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has officially kicked off her candidacy for a 2020 presidential bid. She made the announcement in a video posted online on Sunday. In a follow-up tweet, Gillibrand teased a campaign event next Sunday at Trump International in New York City. Gillibrand was the first senator to call on Senator Al Franken to resign in 2017 based on allegations of sexual harassment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A killing of a notorious crime boss may not be related to the mob. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
New York City police say a suspect is in custody in the shooting death of the reputed Gambino crime family boss Francisco Cali. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea provides more detail to the detainment of the suspect.
He is in custody. He is not going anywhere. We have the arrest warrant in hand, but the process entails the Staten Island DA's office working in conjunction now with the New Jersey prosecutors, and that's what will take some days.
A source with knowledge of the investigation told CNN Sunday Cali's killing does not appear to be mob-related. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
An unexpected Democratic White House candidate almost made his big announcement in a Saturday evening speech, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, if anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself, and adds,
I didn't mean it.
Saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.